You're now tuned in to the spiciest podcast in the world, live from your local cash and carry, the Notorious Gucci Podcast. Hand me some of that journey.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great, ekdom spicy, ekdom tiku bai episode of the Notorious Gucci Podcast. This is episode 123 in your earphones, in your speakers, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening, wherever you're consuming this. Thank you very much for listening. Episode 123 of the Notorious Gucci Podcast, man. I just want to start off this episode by wishing all my brown peeps, all my kakis, kakas, masis, masas, all of my brown peeps across the globe a very belated, shub shub Diwali. You know, I wish you guys last week, but again, just hope you guys had a very, very great and shub Diwali, man, this weekend. And Sa Mubarak to all my Gujarati people out there as well, my Guji gang, man, out there. Sa Mubarak, Nutan Varshna Abhinandan, that's what we say. Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a great time celebrating, you know, as much as you could at home, eating lots of good food and just, you know, spending time with family. So I just wanted to start this week's episode off on that note, man. And yeah, in terms of weather wise in the UK, it's been a bit cold, a bit wet, a bit windy, and it was getting dark around 4 or 5 o'clock, but you know, that's the vibes now, man. As I said, we're in those autumn, you know, going into winter vibes, those cuffing season vibes, that's what we're in. Yeah, so that's a little quick update for you guys here from the UK. In terms of this week, man, not much music has dropped in terms of singles. We haven't got that much music in terms of singles. We've got a few albums to talk about. You know, we've got a new album from 2 Chainz. We've got a new project from Future and Uzi. Future and Lil Uzi Vert. Russ dropped a little EP as well, so we talk a bit about that. Got a lot, quite a bit of news to cover. You know, what I've been watching this week as well. And obviously, the big part is the gaming news, man. We are just right on the eve of the launch of the PS5 here in the UK and across the rest of the world in Europe. So, you know, we'll talk a bit about that as well. So it should be a relatively short episode this week. So yeah, not too much to talk about. But, without further ado, man, let's get it cracking. You know, it's the Notorious Gucci Podcast, episode 123. Man, I'm your host, your humble and gracious host, your host with the most, man, the boy with the most sauce, the boy with the most chutney, man. Sprinkle a bit of garam masala on top, the rotli to your saag, the gichdi to your kadi, the dal to your bhat, the samosa to your chutney, man, the gachya to your jalebi, the dal to your tokri, man. I'm your host, Notorious Gucci, aka Milanoza, 123, episode 123, Notorious Gucci Podcast. Let's get it cracking on the single side of things.
Hey DJ, turn up the music.
Right, man, yeah, let's turn up that music. So kicking things off, we have Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels dropped a new track called No Safe Point, and this is actually going to feature on CD Projekt Red's heavily anticipated, heavily delayed video game Cyberpunk 2077. We'll talk a bit more about Cyberpunk later on, but this track is going to feature on the soundtrack to Cyberpunk 2077. No idea if this track will be featured in the actual game. We, we'll talk a bit about that later, but yeah, this is going to feature on the soundtrack. Run the Jewels, No Safe Point. And right now, listening to this track, it's okay, you know, give you a bit of futuristic sort of vibes and things, but I do feel like listening to this track, if this track is going to be in the game, or it's going to be on like a radio station or something, then I think it will sound 10 times better while you're riding around Night City, man, fucking shit up, right? But I was just listening to a track right now, you know, on its own, you know, it was okay. I really wasn't gravitating towards it too much. Not to say it's a bad track, and not to say it's an amazing track. But I do feel that if this track is in the game and you're on one of the radio stations and things and you can listen to it while you're driving and fucking shit up in Night City, then I do believe this will sound 100 times better. But that being said, yeah, just listening to it on its own, it just lands in the mid-category for me, man. So, yeah, again, nothing too amazing, nothing too great, you know, nothing too bad either, but just landing in the mid-category for me. So Run the Jewels, No Safe Point. 3 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer, man. A bit of mid there. And next up, man, we got Kelly Uchis. She dropped a new track. She dropped a new Spanish track. And this one's called Te Pongo Ma. And you know, just following up from that La Luz track, and yeah, this is another great track, man, from Kali Uchis. So, you know, see, I think she's going down the Spanish album route. We'll talk a bit more about that later. And yeah, she smokes it again, man. Great track, man. I'm looking forward to some more Spanish music from Caliuches. So yeah, man, this is great. Even though I don't understand what they're saying, it's still a vibe. And yeah, this is really dope. Really, really dope. I like it. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the Spiceometer. And next up, man, we got King Crooked with a new track called Who Am I. Yeah, King Crooked puts out a new track. This one's called Who Am I, man. And he flips. He does a little minute and a half freestyle to Westside Gunn's Little C's track from, was it Fly God Is an Awesome God 2? He samples that beat, uses that beat, and draws a quick minute and a half freestyle, which is dope. Obviously, Crook always putting out some dope music, no doubt about that. So, just a bit on the short side, but yeah, still Crook, you know, just getting his bars off as usual. And killing it, man, really killing it. So yeah, man, it's a dope little minute and a half. I wish it was a bit longer on the personal side of things, but still, yeah, dope track there. King Crooked with Who Am I. That is only on YouTube for the time being, not on your DSPs at the moment. But yeah, King Crooked, Who Am I, a little freestyle there, Who Am I, of you know, sampling Westside Gunn's Little C's from Fly God Is Awesome God 2. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on Spiceometer. Quite spicy, quite dickle indeed. And yeah, go check out that Caliuches track as well. Tepongo Ma, 4 chilies out of 5 as well. Quite spicy, quite dickle indeed. Next up, Jeezy. You know, he dropped a new track here up of his upcoming album, The Recession 2. This one's called Therapy for My Soul, and he gets a lot of shit out there, man. He gets a lot of shit off his chest. He talks about the issues that he's had with Freddie Gibbs, and then he talks about the issues that he's got with 50 Cent, Rick Ross, and, you know, some of the issues that he had with his label mates back in his CTE days, man. And so, you know, he touches on a lot of heavy hitting things. And so this is pretty good. I do like this type of Jeezy, man. I do like this type of Jeezy music when he gets really introspective and talks that shit about his life, personal life, and, you know, stuff he's been going through. So if this Recession 2 album is going to be in that sort of mind frame or mindset, then yeah, I'll definitely be on the lookout for this. And I definitely think it'll be really dope. The last Jeezy album I really liked was Seeing It All, the autobiography. As you said, you know, it's the autobiography, so it was very personal. And I really like that. I really like that. I think that's Jeezy's best album to me, in my opinion. My favourite Jeezy album. So if he follows in the footsteps with that, with this new album, The Recession 2, then yeah, I'll be very, very interested to hear what it sounds like. But yeah, dope track here from Jeezy. You're touching on a lot of issues. Therapy for My Soul. And yeah, 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the Spiceometer. Quite spicy, quite thickle indeed. And rounding off the single side of the things this week is my guy Anik Khan. He drops a new track linking up with Jay Prince here from the UK. They dropped a new track, Lingo. And man, oh man, that is a fire smoker of a track, man. You know, I've got to support my brown brothers and things around the world. And Anik Khan is one of them as well. And he's been putting out some dope music consistently throughout the years he's been active. He's been a bit quiet over the last, you know, a year or two, but he resurfaced this year, dropping a few freebies and a few loosies. And he drops his new track, Lingo, man. And this is a really, really dope track. And the video itself is dope as well. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to some sort of new project from Anik, man, or some sort of like EP or something, man, because it's been quite some time. But yeah, this new track from Anik Khan and Jay Prince, Lingo, man, you already know the fucking vibes, man. You already know how he gives it up.
You know the fucking vibes?
Man, see that shit.
You know the fucking vibes?
Man, Anik Khan, Lingo with Jay Prince. 5 chilies out of 5 for me on the spice on my tongue, man. Hit that shit.
Ooh, spicy.
Bowl spicy, bowl tickle, ekdom tickle, man. And it would not be an ekdom bowl spicy, ekdom tickle track without my guy, man, Mr. Ooh Wee. Yeah, Zero, man, that's Anik Khan there and Jay Prince with Lingo. 5 chilies out of 5 for me on the Spiceometer, man. Really, really good track there, man. And look forward to hearing some more new music from Anik, man. Shouts out to him. Yeah, so some good, quite a lot of good singles out last week, man. So you got King Crooked with Who Am I, the Freestyles on YouTube, Caliuches with Tepongo Mao, Jeezy with Therapy for My Soul, and the Bowl Spicy Ekdom Tickle track there with Anik Khan with Lingo, man. So make sure you guys go check that out. And some good music there. Let's transition into albums then. So we've got some projects to talk about that dropped over the last week. First one was Future and Lil Uzi vs Pluto and Baby Pluto. So they dropped the standard edition to the project on Friday, and they dropped the deluxe just last night. So let's go through this for everyone then. Future and Lil Uzi Vert, right? Pluto and Baby Pluto, right? So the standard edition of this project comes clocked in at 16 tracks, 54 minutes long, and no features on there. We've just got Future and Lil Uzi on most of the tracks, and they've each contribute a solo track as well, each on there. 16 tracks, 54 minutes, man. So that's the standard edition of the project, and the deluxe edition comes packaged at, I believe, was it? It's 24 tracks, 24. So we got an additional, what was it? My math man ain't that great these days. Was it 16? And this was what, 24? Something. Hold on. Wait. It's been a slow week. 16 and 24. Right, that's it. Yeah. So what? 4 and 4, 8. We got additional 8 new tracks on there, man. Yeah. So my bad. We got 8 new tracks on there on the deluxe, man. So, and that comes into an hour and 23 minutes or so. It already, the deluxe features the already previously released Patek and Over Your Head, which I wasn't really much a fan of, to be honest. So I listened to the standard edition first, and then I listened to the deluxe with those new additional tracks. And to be honest, man, you know, I've kind of outgrown this phase, you know, this sort of type of music, really. I mean, I'll listen to it, you know, because, you know, I am a fan of both artists. But these days, you know, I'm not really feeling much of Lil Uzi Vert's music. I'm not gravitating towards it. I think, you know, his music is obviously targeted at a different target audience. Future as well, you know, with Future, you kind of know what you're getting with Future, man. You're gonna get, you know, that trap sort of heavy, you know, emotional sort of vibes as well, like Lil Uzi obviously projects as well. You know, and you'll see that I do like listening to Future. You know, I do enjoy some of his projects, but you know, with this album, you kind of know what you're getting with Future and Lil Uzi, but right from straight off the rip. So this album again. Yeah, it was cool to listen to, but again, I really didn't find anything that was gravitating towards it. It's not something that I can find myself going back and replaying. It doesn't have replay value to me, personally. I won't personally be fine going back and replaying this album or going back to it anytime soon, if ever, if I'm being honest. I know this is something probably what the fans wanted, or something that they conjured up and thought would sound good, and, you know, fair play to them. But yeah, this album's just really not for me. It really isn't for me, to be honest. Like, yeah, I listened to it. It was a decent, it was cool to listen to once. But apart from that, man, that's really it. So you kind of know what you're getting with this project, man. So for me personally, yeah, it wasn't that great, man. It wasn't something that enjoyed thoroughly listening to. It was a cool listen one time around. That's it, man. And then, you know, that'll revisit it again. This Future and Lil Uzi Vert Baby Pluto, Pluto and Baby Pluto project wasn't that great to me. So for me, it only gets 2 chilies out of 5 for me on a spiceometer, man. But you guys go check that out, man. And if you're big fans of these guys, and you know, for the younger audience, I do think that this is more catered towards a younger audience. So they'll probably definitely enjoy this. But not for me personally. Yeah, that's Future and Lil Uzi Vert with Pluto and Baby Pluto. It's on streaming services now. Gonna go check that out. Next up, man, we got my guy Russ. He dropped a new EP called Chomp, right? I believe we talked a little bit about that last week, then, which was teased. But he came through. He was supposed to be dropping November 27th, I thought, via DJ Premier's tweet or Insta post, but he dropped it just the other day. And yeah, this EP comes packaged at 5 tracks, 23 minutes. We got features from King Crooked on track 1, Stockholm Syndrome, Absol on track 2, Who Wants What, DJ Premier, you know, producing the beat on track 3, Inside Job, track 4, Busta Rhymes with Line 'Em Up, and then track 5, Benny the Butcher and Black Thought with Momentum. And this is where Russ is getting into his rapping bag, man. Russ really rapping. He coming with the bars on this. It was fucking dope, man. I thought we were going to get a project from Russ with all the Lucy's packaging that he's released over the last few weeks, but that still remains to be seen. He completely topsy-turvied us and switched it up on us and dropped a rapping EP, a rapping project, man, where he's just rapping his ass off alongside some top-tier rappers with Absol, King Crooked, Buster and Benny and Butcher and Black Thoughts. So, this is a great... great project from Russ, man. I really enjoyed it. He came with the bars and I was scrunching my face up a lot of the time when he was on the mic, and the features were great, perfectly selected. I thought Absol did a great job on his verse. It's been some time since we heard from him, and not just him but everybody else, King Crook, Benny, Black Thought, Buster, man, yeah, they all did a great job. So the features were selected, perfectly, man, and meticulously. And again, Russ just rapping his ass off, which if a lot of people didn't know Russ could do, man, you need to go listen to this fucking EP, man, because that boy can spit, man. That boy's spitting. That boy is spitting, man. So yeah, I really enjoy listening to this. Even though it's only 5 songs and it's only 23 minutes long, but yeah, really good listen, man. Really, really good listen. I encourage all you guys who are looking for some great rap music, some great bars, to go check that out. Russ with his Chomp EP, man. You already know the fucking vibes, man.
You know the fucking vibes.
5 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer. Bowl spicy, bowl de cool. Man, hit that shit.
Ooh, spicy.
Bowl spicy, bowl de cool. Ek tum de cool, man. Oh, we indeed, man. That is Russ with the Chomp EP, man. Make sure you guys go check that out. It's a great rapping project out there, man. And shouts out to Russ. Shouts out to everybody involved, man. Great project there. Shouts out to Russ. And finally, man, the biggest release of this week, man, or one of the biggest star-studded releases of this week, has come courtesy of T-Boy, aka 2 Chainz. He drops his new project, So Help Me God. Right. So this album comes packaged at 15 tracks, comes about 15 minutes, 15 minutes long. We got features from Young Boy, Never Broke Again, on track 3, Save Me, Moneymaker with Lil Wayne on track 4 that was previously released, Can't Go For That with Tidal Water Sign, and Lil Duval, track 5, track 6, Feel Away, Kanye West and Brent Fires, track 7, previously released, Quarantine Thick with Mulatto, track 8, Ziploc with Kevin Gates, track 9, Free Lighter with Lil Uzi Vert and Chief Keef. And then we got track 13, YRB with Rick Ross and Schoolie. Yeah, so 15 tracks, 15 minutes or so long. We've got features on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 tracks out of the 15. So 8 tracks are features, 7 tracks are solo. 15 minutes or so long, man. New 2 Chainz album, So Help Me God. Now, I've been a big fan of Chainz, man. I think he's upped his rapping game, he's upped his rapping abilities, his lyrics and things, since he first burst into the game. At first, I always used to laugh at his bars and things, back in the day when he was based on A True Story number 1, the first one he put out, some of the bars and stuff, and some of his featured tracks, man. I used to laugh at the bars he used to put on there. I really didn't rate him that high, to be honest. But over the years, he has, honed his skills and sharpened his skills and gotten better on the mic lyrically. And, and I've grown to love 2 Chainz's projects. I still really like Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. Even the album he put out after that, I think it was A Rap Away to the League. I really like that as well. People had a bit of mixed conceptions about that, mixed reviews about that, but I dug that album as well. And in this project, So Help Me God, the funny bars and funny raps that 2 Chainz used to spit back in, they are present in here, but yeah, I don't mind them. I really don't mind them. I think it was a good like nostalgic feel for me, where he was putting some funny bars in there, and it made me laugh, and it made me enjoy this music more. And he's got some funny bars on here mixed in with some great rapping as well. Track 2 is a perfect example of some funny bars of, great area, where he's like, Old enough to be your daddy, young enough to fuck your mama, young enough to fuck your sister. I ain't fucking with your granny, you know, shit like that. You know, I just found it funny, man. That's typical 2 Chainz to me, man. Just coming up with some funny bars and things. Yeah, just typical 2 Chainz. And then, you know, he goes on rapping his ass off from tracks like Save Me, Feel Away. You know, he's going back and forth with Kanye West on that, man. I really like that, man. One of the standouts for me. Tony, track 10, Tony, that was great. It's track 11, Southside Ho, where he's sampling one of my favorite Jay-Z tracks, Feeling It. Yeah, that was great. I really like that one. So that was dope. Vampire as well, rapping his ass off as well. So yeah, some great rapping from 2 Chainz on here, mixed with some, you know, funny bars that, you know, growing to love from 2 Chainz. So this is a dope project, man. I really like this project front to back. I really like this. I didn't find myself skipping a track on this project. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this, and it is got replay value for me. I'm excited to go back and listen to this project again, you know, this week and things. And, you know, that's what music is for me. You know, it should have some sort of replay value, something that, you know, over the years now, you know, I've been doing this podcast now for about 2.5, nearly 3 years, and, you know, when I started off, I was in the mindset of music being, you know, good to listen to and things, and I never really stressed how much replay value is important, you know, in terms of music. If you listen to music once and you never go back to it again, you know, is it really that great then? Do you know? You know, you listen to it once, you're like, yeah, it's great, but yeah, I never go back to it. I mean, you know, for me, music should be, if music is good, right, great music, then, you know, that means that you can go back to it and pick it up and just be like, yeah, it sounds just as great as when I did when I heard it, or even better, right? Because a lot of music, a lot of albums age better with time, you know, and the, you know, stuff you go through in your life, you know. And so that is a key thing for me, a really key thing, that music has replay value, right? And I've come to learn that over these last 2-3 years, you know, while I'm doing this podcast and things, you know. And you know, it is one of the key things I look for nowadays when I'm listening to a new project, and, you know, whether I add it to my library or not, you know. Where I can go back into it and, you know, listen to it and things. And this is a clear example of a project that is great. It gives you great music, great bars, you know, a bit of comedy as well. And, you know, it gives you good replay value, man. And so shout out to 2 Chainz. This is a dope project, man. Standout tracks for me, as I said, were obviously Feel Away with Kanye West and Brent Fires, Brent Smoking the chorus, and 2 Chainz going back and forth with Kanye on that. I really like that. Great Area, I really like that. It's a funny track for me. Track 10, Tony rapping his ass off. Southside Ho, track 11, that's really dope. Vampire is also dope as well. Feature of Rick Ross is also dope. And with track 13, YRB. Yeah, so some great music, man. These are some of the highlights on this So Help Me God project from 2 Chainz. And yeah, man, great project, man. Shouts out to 2 Chainz. Shouts out everybody involved in this project. Yeah, man, go make sure you guys go check that out, man. Really, really dope album from 2 Chainz. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer for this new 2 Chainz album, So Help Me God. Quite spicy, quite thickle indeed. Right, man, yeah, so that rounds us off on the music side of things. So yeah, some really, really bold spicy, bold thickle, ectum thickle EP there with Russ with the Chomp EP, and a dope project from 2 Chainz with So Help Me God. So yeah, man, make sure you guys go check those out. Alright, let's talk about some news then, guys. Let's hit some news.
You seen the news, bro?
Yeah, man, we see some of the news. So there's not really a Coronies update for you guys at the moment. You know, we're still in this, 4-week sort of lockdown. We're into week 2, I believe, which is set to be lifted potentially on the 2nd of December. Just remains to be seen, you know, cases and deaths are going up, every day. So, you know, we just got to take it as it comes, really. So not a big update, or not really any update here in terms of the Coronies here in the UK. Let's talk about some upcoming music, man. And we've got a lot of upcoming music coming out, especially this week. Meek Mill announced he's dropping a 4-pack this Friday. Meg the Stallion is dropping her debut album Good News this Friday. She's also dropped the track list, so let's go through that as well. So Meg the Stallion, and who's obviously had a rough year, has had a tumultuous year to say the least, is dropping her new her debut studio album Good News this Friday, and the track list is as follows. It's got 17 tracks, and we've got features from City Girls on track 4, Do It On The Tip, Movie featuring Lil Durk on track 6, Freaky Girls with SZA on track 7, Intercourse with Popcorn on track 11, Go Crazy with Big Sean and 2 Chainz track 12, The Savage Remix with Beyonce on track 15, and the previously released Don't Stop with Young Thug on track 17. So interesting that, you know, WAP isn't on here. Maybe on a deluxe, I don't know, or whether Cardi's taking the rights to that song herself, who knows. But yeah, new debut studio album for Meg called Good News, that's coming this Friday, 17 tracks, man, and yeah, looking forward to that. Let's see if she addresses any of the allegations that Tory has put across, you know, and so that'll be interesting to see. That's something I'm definitely looking out for. So yeah, Meek Mill full pack this Friday, new Meg album, debut album Good News this Friday as well. That's the track list we just talked about. Ty Dolla Sign's obviously teasing a collab album with Post Malone. He said he's working on that in the lab. That'll be interesting. They've put out some great music together with Psycho and Spicy, so really interesting on that. Kali Uchis, as we talked about, who put out that quite spicy track this week, Te Pongo Mal, she's actually putting out that Spanish album this Friday. So yes, there's some more new music coming this Friday. French is putting out his Coke Boys 5 project mixtape album, don't know what you want to call it, that's coming this Friday. Jeezy the Recession 2 coming this Friday, man. So a lot of music's going to be dropping this Friday, a lot of music. So you know what, it's making up for this relatively quiet week this week. Some more music news. The Weeknd is set to perform at the Super Bowl this year, which is going to take place in February, I believe. So yeah, Weeknd set to perform at the Super Bowl. That's a good look for him, and you know he's a superstar now, so it obviously makes sense. Some more news, man. A bit sad, you know, quite sad news. You know, the R&B legend who is Jeremiah, man. You know, one of my favorite R&B artists. He's currently, you know, in the hospital, you know, with COVID-19, and he's fighting. News broke earlier this week that, you know, he's not doing so great, and he's been put on a ventilator and things. And I think a day or two afterwards, they said that he's become more responsive and he's doing better. So, you know, prayers and thoughts are with Jeremiah and, you know, the fans and the loved ones, man, friends and family. And we're just hoping that, you know, he pulls through in this. So he's showing, you know, some signs of improvement. So it's good to hear. Let's just hope that, you know, he gets better soon. So wishing him a very, very speedy recovery, Jeremiah, man. Another bit of sad news, you know, Benny the Butcher, you know, one of my favourite Griselda artists, man, my favourite from the Griselda camp, was shot in his leg. He was injured, he was shot in his leg, I believe at Walmart in Houston, I think he was in Houston or something, and, you know, luckily, you know, he hasn't been severely wounded, except for the gunshot wound to the leg. But he has put out photos and things, he's saying he's recovering and things, and, you know, just wishing him a speedy recovery as well. Russ, you know, on this Trump EP, I believe he was on the track with Absol, Who Wants What. He put out a really great, he said a really great line. He's saying, being, you know, the most dangerous job is being a rapper, man. Being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the game. And I think Freddie Gibbs echoed that sentiment as well. And you know, this is just case in point, you know, all this violence that's going on. King Von, Pop Smoke. You know, now Benny the Butcher, you know, who's been shot in the leg, you know, rest in peace King Von, rest in peace Pop Smoke, you know, but you know, there is a lot of truth behind what Russ is saying, and what quite a lot of these rappers have been saying for a long time, that being a rapper is the most dangerous job of all, man, and one of the most dangerous jobs of all, man, and this is just showing it, and then this stupid senseless violence has to stop, man, it has to stop. So, you know, yeah, wishing Benny, a very speedy recovery, man. Yeah, so that's the news side of things. So a lot of music to look forward to this week, and so you know we'd be jam packed. We'd be jam packed with the episode next week, man. Talking about all these new music releases. Right, man. Let's talk about TV and movie. What I've been watching this week, man.
You seen the new TV serial? Hey, bro, you seen that new film?
Yeah, man. So let's talk about what I've been watching, you know, this week. So not haven't been watching any new TV. I've been also, you know, making my way through The Wire and Scrubs. So I'm on season 2 of The Wire. I believe I'm about halfway or so through. I've just finished episode 6. And Scrubs, I'm about halfway through season 2 as well. I'm at, you know, episode 10 or so. Obviously, I'm taking my time with these and, you know, making my way through. So not really any new TV, old TV. So that's what I've been watching in terms of TV. In terms of movies, man, I've been checking out a lot of movies over this Diwali and New Year weekend, man. And, you know, as I had some time off. So one of the first movies I checked out was a Bollywood movie called Secret Men, and it's starring one of my favorite Bollywood actors, Nawazuddin Siddiqui. He always puts on a great performance, and this film here, Secret Men, is revolving around his life with him and his son, right? And how his son is relatively smart, and how he uses that to his advantage to, you know, make money and things like that, and, you know, try to fool everybody. And he digs himself a really deep hole, and you know, and he sort of kind of, you know, affects the relationship that he has with his son and his wife, you know, going along with this. So I don't want to ruin too much if you guys want to check it out, but yeah, it was a decent movie, not one of his strongest in my opinion. But you know, he's showing his versatility in these type of roles. So yeah, it's worth a watch. Definitely worth a watch. It's pretty short for a Bollywood film. I think it's only about an hour and 40, hour and 50 minutes or so. So relatively short. But yeah, this is on Netflix. This one's called Secret Men. 3 chilies out of 5 for me, man. I spice up a bit of mid, but yeah, it's worth a watch. Definitely worth a watch, man. I checked out that Netflix film Trial of the Chicago 7. Which has got quite an all-star cast, so Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Sacha Baron Cohen, Yara Abdul-Mateen the second. Yeah, so quite a lot of all-star cast in that, and it's regarding the true story of a group of individuals from Chicago, and yeah, so the film is based on the infamous 1969 trial of 7 defendants charged by the federal government with conspiracy and more, arising from the counter-cultural protests in Chicago at the 1968 Democratic National Convention. The trial transfixed the nation and sparked a conversation about mayhem intended to undermine the U.S. government. It's directed by Aaron Sorkin and screenplayed by Aaron Sorkin, who's one of the most, you know, revered and notorious you know, directors and screenplay writers in Hollywood. You know, it's got all-star cast: Sacha Baron Cohen, Eddie Redmayne, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, Jeremy Strong, just to name a few, man. And yeah, it's a really good film, man. If you like courthouse dramas, true stories and things, definitely up your alley. It's good to see. It's interesting to see Sacha Baron Cohen in a different role instead of his normal comedic sort of roles. He's more in a serious role in this one. And yeah, man, a great film, man. You know, something I didn't know about, right? And it's a true story. So if you like courtroom dramas, you like true stories, and you like injustices and things, then, you know, films to do with injustice and things, and then you definitely recommend this film. It's about 2 hours, just over 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes or so long. Yeah, definitely worth a watch, man. Really enjoyed that. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the spiceometer for the Trial of Chicago 7. Yeah, make sure you guys check that. That's on Netflix. Another film I checked out this week was the classic, the original Old Boy, not to be confused with the Spike Lee remake with Josh Brolin. This is the original, which Spike Lee remade, which is the one Spike Lee remade it off of, the Korean one. And this is not available in any streaming services. I had to actually purchase it on Amazon. I think it was about £3, but I've been wanting to watch it for a long time. To see how different it is from the remake from Spike Lee, and it's more so similar, but obviously this one was the one that came first and, you know, got all the critical acclaim and things. Again, if you've watched the story of, if you watched Old Boy, the Spike Lee version, then the story is relatively same, you know, just with a few tweaks in the middle. It's obviously regarding a gentleman who is kidnapped and imprisoned for about 15 years, doesn't know why, doesn't know who is by, and then he gets released, and his job is to find out why, and the kidnapper actually phones him and says, you know, gives, sets him a challenge, if you can find out who I am and why I've kidnapped you and why I imprisoned you for 15 years, then you know I will kill myself within, you know, next 48 hours and things. So it's quite a tense sort of thriller, and you know, filled with twists and turns, and you know, with a unique or sort of interesting sort of twist at the end, as you know, as when you find out why and what actually happened. Yeah, really good film, man. So yeah, that was the original Old Boy. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on the Spice Woman, so man. So if you got some time, go check that out. You can rent it from Amazon Prime for about £3, right, for 48 hours. And finally, another Bollywood film I checked out. I know I'm really late to this film, and it's about 8 years since this film came out. But I checked out Kahani, right, and that's the film starring Vidya Balan. She portrays the character of a pregnant woman who her husband has gone missing in Calcutta, right, and you know, she goes on a frantic search for him, you know, with the police officers, and then you know, we have my guy Nawazuddin Siddiqui coming in as well. They didn't know he would be in there, so it was a good surprise, and you know, he smokes his role as well as he normally does. And yeah, man, this is a great thriller, man. Really good thriller. I love my thriller films, man, and I've been looking for some good thriller films over this weekend, and this was one of them, man. I haven't checked out, and I was really surprised, and I was really entertained by it. So if you haven't checked it out already, I know I'm about 8 years late, but yeah, definitely go check out Kahani. That is on Netflix. You can go stream that on Netflix. Great film, and great performances from Vidya Balan and Nawaz. So yeah, dope. 4 chilies out of 5 for me on a spiceometer there with Kahani. So some good films I checked out this week, man. You know, so yeah, make sure you guys, if you've got time, definitely go check them out. Right, man, let's transition into the last segment of this week's episode. That is the gaming segment.
Hey, bro, you seen that new film?
Right, no, here, we've seen that film, man. As I was saying, let's transition into the gaming segment, our last segment of this week's episode.
Have you played that new Gamma? You mean game? That's what I said, Gamma.
And what would that gaming segment be without my classic nostalgic PlayStation drop, man, on the eve of when the PS5 is released? Alright, man, so let's talk about some gaming news. So yes, the PS5 has launched in the US and you know, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea and things, and it is launching here in the UK tonight at midnight, or tomorrow. Pre-orders or more stock is going to be coming in, I believe, tomorrow. So you know, you'll be able to reserve stock and go pick it up in the store or get it delivered, I believe. I'm not sure about the delivery, so don't hold me to that, but I do know for a fact that you can probably reserve stock and go into the store and pick it up. So just make sure you guys are on it, you know, being very vigilant and things. But yeah, it has launched in the US. It's launching here at midnight tonight. We're on the eve of it. There have been a few bugs that have been reported, you know, with the PS5 launching in the US over this last week. A few of the bugs, one of the bugs was like a download queue bug, especially with Call of Duty Black Ops. Cold War Black Ops, where you know you download it and it gets into a queue, and then it just doesn't seem to download, and you have to factory reset it to get around it. There's also been some instances of game crashes and glitches. ACG, one of the guys I look for gaming reviews and you know anything to do with gaming, when he actually reviewed his PS5, his PS5 died. So you know, I've got to give it up to him, man. I really got to give it up to him, because you know, instead of coming back, you know, he came and did his review, and you know, Sony sent him a new console and things, you know, quick turnaround and things. But instead of coming in the review and trashing the PS5, saying, oh, it died and it did this or it did that and it's not a great console, whatever, this and that, he actually came back and said, yeah, look, mine died, it happens, you know, I guess I was just one of the unlucky ones. And he, you know, he went about his business as normal, man. He talked about, he said it's not going to affect the way his review is, anything like that. So, you know, big props and big shouts out to him for what he endured and had to go through and things, and not letting that, you know, influence or change his thoughts and things on the PS5. So, you know, big shout out to him. But yeah, there are a few bugs out there. Then a new update has been released, I think last night, that fixes some system performance issues. You know, just be aware of anybody potentially, you know, picking up a launch day console, like, you know, tomorrow and things. There may be a few bugs and bits, but an update has come out, so hopefully that should fix it. But just be a bit vigilant, I guess. You know, shouldn't really affect it. I think they said it was only 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 100 or something like that. Or 1 in a million chance or something like that. You know, it's very rare that it will happen, but just on the odd chance, you know. This is the news that's been reported. Let's talk about some reviews. So we had the reviews of the PS5, Spider-Man, Miles Morales and things last week, man. And, you know, we've been waiting on a few more reviews of the PS5 launch games. You've got Demon's Souls that's been reviewed. So Game Informer gave it a whopping 9.25 out of 10, saying it's incredible. It's an incredible remake of the original. Definitely worth picking up as one of the launch titles, one of the premier launch titles with the PS5. IGN gave it an amazing 9 out of 10 as well, reiterating the same sort of thing that you should pick this up, man. For anybody who's new to this genre, like myself, or anybody who's, you know, been a collective fan of the original since day, right? IGN also reviewed the Spider-Man PS5 remaster and gave it a 9 out of 10, just more than the actual original. The original PS4 review for Marvel Spider-Man was at 8.7 out of 10. You know, my guy Jonathan Dornbush out there, he was the one who reviewed it. So the remaster clocking in a bigger score than the actual original. So if you haven't checked out Spider-Man, you know, from 2018, yeah, what you've been doing for one. But if you haven't, it's a perfect way to get involved. You can pick that up with the Ultimate Edition of Spider-Man Miles Morales. So that was dope as well. Cyberpunk, you know, we talked about the new Run the Jewels track. So they put out a 10-minute sort of gameplay clip yesterday on the... That was, you know, the game running on the Xbox Series X and One X. So they put a little 10-minute gameplay clip there if you wanted to go check that out. They announced also that the next City of Night, City Wire Episode 5, that is coming tomorrow. That will be live at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And this should be probably the final episode of the Night City Wire leading up to the December 10th release. And this episode is going to focus more on about the Keanu Reeves character, Johnny Silverhand, and it's going to focus more on the music that's going to be in the game as well. So that'll be interesting as well to see. I definitely stay tuned for that. More Cyberpunk 2077 news is that, you know, there's been some leaked images of the case, the back of the case of the PS4, I believe, and it says it's clocking in at 670 gig minimum. And the physical copies of this game on PS4 is going to come packaged in two discs, right? Just like Red Dead Redemption was. Red Dead Redemption 2 was, you know, in two discs. So one will be an install disc, one will be the play disc. So that's just alleged for the time being, you know. This is some leaked footage or leaked photo we got. So just take that with a grain of salt. But, you know, this is looking... This does sound more or less true, you know, considering the size and how long they've been working on the game. Right, finally, I'm coming to the end of my sort of playtime of Crash 4, man. It's about time. It's been a bit of a long journey because, first of all, I tried, you know, when I started it off, I played and, you know, wanted to get every sort of gem on the way through my playthrough. You know, I complete one level and whatever missing gem I got, I went back and replayed that level. And as I've progressed through the story and the levels have gotten ridiculously harder, I find myself not really doing that. I believe on one of the levels, I think it's called Bears Repeating, I died a whopping 108 times, right? And it was good that I had like all my life stored up. I'm playing on retro mode, so I think I've had the maximum number of lives, 99 and things, but you know, I lost literally all of them. I haven't hit a game over thing yet, so you know, touch wood, that's an achievement for me. I'm holding that as an achievement. But yeah, a whopping 103 or 105 times I died on that bears repeating level, so it's gotten ridiculously harder as I've gone along, as you know, most crash games have. But this is on the next level, I tell you that, this is on the next level. So you know, I'm just focusing on finishing the story, you know, for the time being. Now I don't care if I'm missing you know, a gem or and things. I think once I finish this, I may go back and you know, try get the missing gems, or you know, get the flashback tapes. I've even given up on the flashback tapes now. I always wanted to get a flashback tape, do that, and then move on to a next level. But even that I've kind of pushed to the side now, because I'm dying more than, you know, once, or you know, more than that, you know. And to get one of these tapes, you need to get to that certain point in the level without dying. So yeah, it's becoming extremely hard, man, excruciatingly, annoyingly hard. Yeah, I'm nearly at the end of it, so let's see, man, let's see. And by the time I finish, I should hopefully finish it by next week, so I'll give you guys a full review on there. But yeah, let's see if I'll actually go back to revisit it anytime soon, because I just want to be done and dusted with this game. It's annoying me that much, I tell you that. But yeah, nonetheless, it's a great game to play. And you know, if you've grown up on Crash Bandicoot and you want that nostalgia and want a new sort of adventure, so Gripes and Annoyance aside, it is a great game. And let's see, man. I am hopefully looking at getting a PS5 within the next month or so. So hopefully, you know, in the month of December, hopefully more stock is released and things. And you know, let's see what happens. But for those of you guys who have pre-ordered a PS5 and it's arriving tonight at midnight or tomorrow, you know, congrats, man. And hope you guys enjoy it, man. And I look forward to seeing all the photos, videos, images of all you guys picking up the PS5 and things here in the UK and around the world and the rest of the world. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to seeing all your photos and things. And congrats, and have a happy week, a weekend of gaming. Definitely, man, happy weekend of gaming. So as for this week's episode, that is it. Thank you guys for listening, man. That's a wrap from episode 123. Thank you guys for listening, man. Stay safe, stay blessed out there. Wash your face, wash your hands, wash your ass, cover your face with a mask, maintain the space, you know, all that regular stuff, man. And I will see you guys same place, same time next week, man. And until then, man, it's your boy, man, the Notorious Gucci, aka the boy with the most sauce, the boy with the most chutney, man, sprinkle me a garam masala on top, the roti to your sack, the kichdi to your curry, the dal to your bhat, the samosa to your chutney, the dal to your tokri, man, the gacha to your jalebi, the pao to your bhaji, man, you know the fucking vibes.
You know the fucking vibes?
You're now tuned in to the spiciest podcast in the world, live from your local cash and carry. The Notorious Gucci Podcast. Hand me some of that chutney.